Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17-2. That's Shocking Blue bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame, and pretty shocking myself here sometimes. I am the Small Business Advocate. That's not too shocking. But I am the one and only. There's no other out there. No other. However many imposters you may hear about, I'm the only one. And my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Please check that out when you get a chance. And also, the one for my new book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Well, I hope you'll check that out and find out what I mean by the age of the customer and how it's the emerging dominant paradigm overriding the 10,000-year-old age of the seller. And you can find out more, all about that and a lot that will help you there without even buying the book. I hope you will, though, because I think you'll like it. Joanne Black is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, author of No More Cold Calling, and her new book is very exciting. Pick up the damn phone. How people and not technology seal the deal. And I couldn't have said it better myself, Joanne. Give us your website, too, while we got on the topic.
NoMoreColdCalling.com.
Right, exactly. So, folks, all right. So, Joanne, let's get back to what we were talking about a minute ago. Pick up where we were on this part about engaging with customers and somehow face-to-face, whether that be literally where I can shake their hand, or maybe it's another way. Maybe using technology to get in front of them. What do you think?
Well, we need to show up. I mean, that's for sure. And we show up differently today than we used to show up, because showing up years ago meant you were face-to-face. I mean, if you have a big deal and you're competitive, I don't care where it is, you get on that plane, you get in your car, you get on the train, you walk, you go and see them. However,
sure.
Showing up can mean you pick up the damn phone and you have a conversation. It can mean you use video on the web so you can actually see each other.
Some kind of human connection.
That's right. And it's not tapping away on the keys. That is not showing up.
Mm-hmm.
And the people who show up, Jim, are the ones who get the deal.
That's right.
They're the ones who are having the conversation. Because getting back to the fact that the web, you get information, you don't get knowledge. So it's our job as salespeople to fill that gap.
Well, you know, Joanne, for hundreds of years, we've had alternatives to face-to-face. We've had mail, right? People have been writing letters for thousands of years, right? So we have had an alternative way of connecting with customers besides being face-to-face. But what you do, isn't the key to know when to use which tool, when to use which method? I mean, maybe you can just be face-to-face with them once a year, and maybe three times a year you get on a video conference with them, and then 100 times a year you send them an email. What do you think?
Well, it could be. I mean, I've had meetings with people, all generations, by the way, and the first thing they say is, Joanne, there's nothing like sitting down and talking face-to-face.
Mm-hmm.
And there isn't. You can use all of these other methods, but sitting down and having a conversation is so different than anything else. And we need to decide as salespeople, as business owners, when we do that. And to your point, we need to be in touch and be having conversations all the time. I was actually talking to someone who ran a trust division of a bank. And he said to me, well, my people each have 250 customers. They couldn't possibly talk to each other and meet all those people. in a year, right? He said they touched them once a year. And so I said, okay, but I bet those 250 customers, all of them, are not your ideal customers.
Right.
You don't want to replicate them.
Right, and the Pareto principle is alive and well in that, isn't it?
Yeah, so he got it. No, you don't need to be face-to-face with 250, but you probably need to be face-to-face with at least 40. And you can manage that, right?
Right, exactly.
So that's another decision we need to make.
Well, you know, Joanne, when I talk to, if I met you at a conference And I determined, and you determined that maybe we should talk about doing business. And I said, well, I'll contact you after the conference. So I don't, no heavy discussion, you know, in the conference, but I'll circle back with you. So then we keep talking after we've met face to face. And then I said to you, well, Joanne, now that I know a little bit more about you, would you mind if I sent you, or you would say to me, I think I'm ready for you to send me a proposal on what you've been talking about. I will say to you, how would you like to receive this? Would you like me to bring it to you? I'll be glad to do that. Or I might even say, can I bring it to you? And you would either say, that would be fine, or don't worry, just email it to me. But it would be up to you. I would make sure that you knew that I'm ready to come there and meet you face to face. What do you think about that?
Yes, I think that's great. And the other huge thing, before you ever send a proposal or show up with a proposal, you set a time to talk again.
Mm-hmm.
Because otherwise it just can go into never-neverland,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
So the other question I ask is, what would you like to see in the proposal? What do you need to hear?
Mm-hmm.
And because my proposals are very short, they're about 4 pages.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I tell them that, and they're so relieved because nobody wants a whole long thing.
Right, exactly. Go ahead.
Well, but then I'll say, okay, so here's what I'm going to do. Here's what we talked about. I'm going to send it to you. When can we talk again? And we set up a time on the calendar right then. We send the calendar invite because it takes me time. It takes all of us time to write a proposal.
That's right.
And I don't want it getting buried on somebody's desk. I want a time to talk.
And I'll tell you something, folks. Joanna, and I'm old school. I think a proposal needs to be delivered face-to-face with me holding on to it. But I do know that there are times when the email is better. It's happened to me, and it does work out that way. When we come back, we're going to talk some more. Joanne, I'd like to talk more about proposals when we come back. Can you do that?
Sure can.
I love talking about proposals. Folks, if you show me 100 people who say they don't use proposals, I'll show you 98 who should. Tintail, stay with us. Right back with Joanne Black.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.